Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Welcome to Heart Catholic Women, the podcast of our Heart Ministry for Women. I'm here today with Rosemary. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. This is Emma here too. And this week we are going to talk about the topic of how can I help? Asking the question, how can I help? And that's because often, Rosemary and our ministry, we often have people come and ask, how can I help?
I think we often do that when we go to someone's house.
Yeah. Yep.
A party. How can I help you? Don't we?
Yeah. It's a common question we ask and others ask to us. And so we're really delving into looking at our own gifts and abilities that we've been given. And one of the things that you started off by saying was that one way we can answer that question, how can I help, is to look at what are our gifts and abilities? What are the things that we're good at? And it's good for us to know. What are our strengths and what are our weaknesses?
Yes, and sometimes we already know them, but we actually haven't articulated them or written them down. And it's good to do that because then you sometimes, or you can, if you want to ask your best friends or your husband, wife, partners, whatever, and ask them because you might go, really? I didn't know I was like that. And it just confirms. Or maybe gives you a few surprises of what your gifts are.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you shared was that you have two daughters who are very good at cooking and two daughters who are not. Yes. And I wanted to know which one you thought category I fall into.
You already know what category
I'm
into.
The don't like cooking one. I really don't like it. So when I heard you share that story, I was like, oh, yeah, I know which one I am. I'm the one who I can cook, but don't want to.
Yep. Whereas the others love it. Two of the others love it anyway.
But if we go to the other story that you shared, which was about Saint Padre Pio, and it was a good story about him trying to build this hospital and needing to gather many different types of people to build it, doctors, nurses, but administrators, orderlies, cleaners, all the different things that make up a hospital. And he employs a doctor, as I remember you sharing the story. And the doctor, almost from what you shared, is like overwhelmed.
Yeah,
like,
I can't do this.
I can't do all that.
I can't do this.
And Padre Pio is like, no. I'm employing you to be a doctor, like to do what you are gifted at.
Yes.
Let me worry about the rest. Like, that's my gifting, to worry about all of that stuff. And I think it was just a good example of sharing how looking at our gifts and what our strengths are and focusing on that.
Yes, and also when you think about, I always often see it as parts of the body because our different gifts are used for the parts of the body of Christ, for the church, for people. God doesn't give you a gift just for yourself.
Mm.
He gives you a gift so you can serve him but serve others with it. And so you think about doctors. Doctors aren't just brilliant doctors and, yes, some go into research, but they're serving the world. They're doctors healing or trying to help people are serving people with their gift. And so it's the same thing with us. What is our gifts that God has given us that we can use to develop and grow and use for the body of Christ? And we all belong to the body of Christ. So it's everybody. It's not just if they're the only people in your, say, religion or faith, because we serve people, because we need to be the face of Christ. Just like, let's say, Saint Mother Teresa is. She was the face of Christ for those in India that did not know the Lord but needed, because her role was to help those destitute, dying, die well or be healed or be looked after because nobody else cared about them.
Mm-hmm. I think that also something that you shared was that by using our gifts and abilities, we can we can love people where we are. We don't have to necessarily do something completely out of the ordinary. We can, like, you know, whatever our career is, that's where we love people. And yeah, that's, well, whoever our family is, that's where we love people and minister to people, and that's where we can use those gifts and abilities.
Yeah, not everyone is, say, a celebrity where they're famous and are known and can use and help people in their way. We might just feel like we're inconsequential just in our everyday, ordinary life, but that's where God uses us. God just says, use your gifts where you are. Because maybe he wants you to reach the little old lady in the nursing home who has no one who comes to visit, but when you go visit your mum, you go talk to this lady as well. You just don't know what God wants you to use, but you use it where you're at.
Yeah. Some, I think, really great questions which pretty much make up our whole weekly challenge this week. So there are a few to get through. You ended your heartbeat video this week by asking some questions that help us to discover those gifts and abilities, so we do have to go away and reflect on it. I think for some of us, we would naturally
know,
just know, yeah, like we know, but then others we might need to think about more because maybe they're not as obvious to us, even though it might come naturally, we might not realize it. And just a quick simple tip that you said first was just to write down your passions. And I do think that the passions that we have in our life, God's put there for a purpose that he wants. And therefore, if we go with those passions, then we'll be doing what God wants for our lives, I think.
Generally, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But some of the gifts could be something that you might think it's passionate, you're passionate about, but you're a good listener. That's a gift. And God uses that listening tool that you have to encourage others, to listen to other people, to listen so then maybe then you have the wisdom to share what, you know, you've learned in your life. So it's not necessarily something that you're passionate about, but then that's why there's the few different questions, yeah, because there'll be other things that will lead into you to expand on what your on gifts what those are.
Yeah, the next thing that you said, asked as a question, is where have you been placed? So that's, I suppose, looking at what stage of life you're in, what are your circumstances.
Well, your gifts can develop and grow.
Yeah.
Or God's God, he can give you a new gift tomorrow that you've never had before.
Yeah. The story that you shared was about the grandmother who felt like she wanted to do something, so she started writing to the prisoners and was able to affect people's lives in that way, but she looked at where she was at. So she's been a mother, you know, her children have now grown up. Yep. She's now grandmother. You said her husband had now passed away, but still she was saying, but I want to be used. There's something more I can do. Yes. So looking at what are the circumstances around us, like one of the things for me is, well, I know that I'm placed being a mother to focus on that right now and to be the best mother that I can be because that's where God's placed me. He's placed me in a family. So one of those things is to care for other people in my family. So just looking at all those elements.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean. It doesn't have to be an extraordinary, you know, wow, how am I going to find what I'm supposed to be doing? It can just be the normal everyday life. Very simply, God says, look at this, look where you are, look for the opportunity. You know, every day God will show, give you opportunities to use your gifts.
And then the next question you had was, what gifts do you have? So for those that we already know that we have, to write those down.
And a gift could be I'm good at maths. Oh, how can that be a gift? Well, it is a gift. And God might use it to make you do accounting at school, and then you work in an accounting firm, and then you just don't know where God could lead all of those different gifts that you have.
And the next thing I think is quite pivotal as well is, what is God saying to you? So you look at all those other things and then you also say, but what is God saying to you? So what is he speaking to you about? What, I suppose, doors? I often pray, God, would you open the doors that need to be opened and close the doors that I don't need?
Yes.
Because often I think, God, I need it to be obvious. just shut the door in front of me if that's not the way I'm meant to go. And, yeah, I, and that's what I imagine that's how God is speaking to me, by having opportunities come at me that maybe I wasn't expecting. But I've been praying, certainly lately, well, God, if that's an opportunity you want me to take, well, may that opportunity come.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, place it back in God's hands. Mm. Say, Lord, I just don't have a clue what you're wanting me to do right now. You're going to have to make me fall over it, flatten my face and go, oh, that's it. You know, yep. Or open my ears, open my eyes, open my heart. Mm. Because sometimes we might have a particular perception and want to go a certain way and God's going, well, that's not what I want. You know, I'm wanting you to go the opposite direction.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And then the last thing, which is important, is to pray about it, which that's where God speaks to us as well. By praying about it, he makes us heightened and aware, I think, to the rest of our day where God continues to speak to us.
Well, prayer, as you know, isn't just one thing. Prayer is asking. Prayer is meditating and contemplating.
Mm.
Prayer is petitioning. Prayer is listening.
Mm.
Prayer is just sitting in silence.
Mm.
So just even those five things, God could show us a whole variety of gifts or areas that he wants us to use or develop.
Mm. So that's a big weekly challenge.
Big.
That I think we've set for you. So what they were was, first, write down your passions. Think about, where have you been placed? What gifts do you have? What is God saying to you? And pray about it. And ask God, what do you want for me, God?
Yep.
Yep. Ask him to open those doors, shut those doors, and ask him to reveal it to you. And I think another thing too is, we may need to try some new things to discover more of our gifts and abilities.
Yeah.
Give things a go.
Sometimes putting the first foot forward and going, I'm going to try that, and go, nah, that's not me.
Well,
that's not my gift.
Yeah. No, I don't want to cook anymore. Thank you. Put that away. But yeah, we might need to try some of those things and then obviously place it in God's hands. So we hope that is it is a big weekly challenge for you this week. And you know what? Actually can't all be
done in a week.
Right. Summarized, finalized in a week.
Over a lifetime.
That's right.
Because our seasons change, or our, mother to a grandmother. Mm. I'm different now. I'm in a whole different place.
Mm.
So you have to re-pray and re-meditate and rethink about what's the next step that God has for me.
Mm. Mm. We hope that has really blessed you this week and that you've enjoyed that chat. You can let us know if you know you are a person who likes to cook or doesn't like to cook. We'd love to hear from you. But we do hope that you have a really blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week, because next week we will be chatting about spiritual gifts. So this conversation will continue, and so we hope that you'll join us for that. So we hope you have a great week. We'll see you then. Bye.
Have a blessed week.